Today, June 29th, is the wonderful feast day of the Apostles Peter and Paul, called the Pillars of the Church, the First Princes of the Apostles. And we see in the sacred liturgy today that in the preface that we'll be using at Mass says, "Lord, you fill our hearts with joy as we honor your great apostles, Peter, our leader in the faith, and Paul, its fearless preacher. Peter raised up the church from the faithful flock of Israel. Paul brought your call to the nations and became the teacher of the world. Each in his chosen way gathered into unity the one family of Christ. Both shared a martyr's death and are praised throughout the world." So we see that beautiful summary of the lives of Saints Peter and Paul, the two greatest of all the apostles. Saint Peter was from an Orthodox Jewish family. He was a brother of Andrew. He was a fisherman. The Lord called him and changed his name from Simon, which means a reed, which can sway in the wind, to Kephas, namely rock, because it was be upon this rock that Christ would build his church. St. Peter, as weak as he was, as impetuous and as lovable as he was chosen by Christ to be the shepherd, the first pope of the Catholic Church. So we read in today's gospel, "So I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall never prevail against it." So the Lord promised that his church would never be destroyed. Christ founded the church upon the rock of St. Peter. Then he says, "I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven." Imagine that authority. Imagine that power to be given the keys of the kingdom of heaven. "That whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." So today we honor the first pope. St. Peter is mentioned more than all the other apostles put together. St. Peter is mentioned 195 times in the New Testament. Again, he was chosen as the chief shepherd, given the keys of the kingdom. And despite his weakness and unworthiness, he had this great love of Christ. As you know, he would deny that he even knew Christ. He denied Christ three times. And he went out and he wept bitterly, but he didn't despair. He was converted again. And after his conversion, he truly lived out being the chief shepherd of the flock, so much so that he guided the church for over 30 years as the first pope, and he even died a martyr's death, being crucified in the year 64 AD under the Emperor Nero. And you'll notice sometime, if you see the window of St. Peter, you'll see the keys, representing the keys of the kingdom, and the upside-down cross, because as Peter was being crucified, he told his executioners, "I am not worthy to die in the same manner that my Lord and Savior died." And so they turned his cross upside down, and you'll see that symbol in the window, signifying the kind of death that St. Peter endured. Now, St. Paul was a Hellenistic Jew, and he was very brilliant, very well educated, so much different than St. Peter. St. Peter was a rough, tough fisherman, an ordinary Orthodox Jew that the Lord chose to become a follower of his. St. Paul was so much different. He had studied under Gamaliel. He was so well educated and was a Roman citizen. St. Paul was a bitter persecutor of the Christians, a bitter persecutor of the church. And through God's grace, he was converted. Even in the midst of persecuting and going out to Damascus to arrest Christians, the Lord appeared to him and directly converted him. And then Paul would become the greatest of all the missionaries, spending 30 years spreading the faith throughout the known world. He would be scourged and shipwrecked and beaten with rods and spend his whole life in serving the Lord. He too was arrested and then killed by the sword. He was not allowed to be crucified because he was a Roman citizen. So they beheaded him in the year 67 AD. So what I think we can learn from these two great pillars of the faith, these two princes of the apostles, is I think number one from St. Paul, that God's grace is unmerited. Paul did nothing to deserve his conversion. He was Saul of Tarsus, and the Lord just reached out, I'm sure because of the prayers of St. Stephen, the prayers of the early church. Paul was just chosen by God and given extraordinary grace he did not deserve, and he became, you know, the greatest apostle, one of the greatest saints, and certainly the greatest missionary in the history of the Catholic Church. He would write a great portion of the New Testament, and we see that God's grace is unmerited. It's just a free gift that he chose Saul of Tarsus and brought him into the faith. And then we see also from St. Paul this great zeal to spread the faith, not to keep the faith to ourselves, but to share it with others. I think from St. Peter, what we can learn is this, even despite his weakness, that the Lord chose him, and he had such great personal love for Christ. And even though he was weak, he denied Christ three times, he made his confession, he received forgiveness, he received healing. So he's a great example of hope and not despair, of hope, of trusting in the Lord. And the Lord would then choose him, of course, as the first pope, and St. Peter would eventually also die a martyr's death. So if you go to Rome today, Rome is the city of Peter and Paul. You can go to St. Peter's, you can take a look underneath the high altar of St. Peter's and see the bones of St. Peter, our first pope. You can go outside the city of Rome to St. Paul's outside the walls and see the place where St. Paul is buried as well. So both died a martyr's death and glorified God by giving their lives for the Lord.